我哋今主，我哋系读啊今日嘅经文。今日经文喺以弗所书嘅第二章第十三到第二十二节。
Today's scripture reading that we will read is taken from the New Testament in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22.
我先用启用个方式读，用广东话嚟读，然后英文嚟读。
We'll first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第二章第十三节，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。使我们和睦，将两下合为一，塌毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下藉着自己成为一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那在近处的人。一个圣灵助感得以进到父面前，乃天这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。也是各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility.
By abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man, in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near.
For through him you both have access in one spirit to the Father.
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God,
built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone,
in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
God bless the readers and hearers of His word. The children may be now dismissed quietly and calmly to children's worship downstairs. The title of Pastor Wilson Cheng's message, Rise into a Holy Temple.
As we read God's Word together, did you notice the three images that Paul paints for us in the text?
我们今天读的经文的时候，你有没有留到这里三个图画，保罗在这里描绘出来的呢？
He paints a beautiful picture of the church, of God's new humanity.
他讲到这个图画，就是说神的教会是一个新人。
Did anybody pick it out? What were the three images? What were the three pictures?
有没有人看到那三个图画是什么呢？
Anyone? First was city.
第一是一个城市。
Second was family.
第二是家庭。
And third was what? Spiritual building, holy temple.
第三就是神的殿。
And we're, this morning, we're going to concentrate on that last image, holy temple or spiritual building.
今天早上我们就会专注在看第三个图画，就是说神的殿。
Because what he's doing here, what Paul the Apostle is doing, is painting a picture of God's new humanity, God's church.
讲到神的教会是新人所组成的。
So let me start off by saying this. The Apostle Paul is referring to something more than what you and I see with the human eye.
其实保罗讲紧嘅系比我哋人眼、肉眼可以睇到嘅系更加丰富、更加多。
Because he's talking about God putting together his unshakable kingdom.
因为佢讲到神系建造紧一个不能震动嘅国。
God's kingdom will come in its fullness. That's a promise from God.
神的应许就是说祂的国是完全的会来到。
For example, in another part of the New Testament, Hebrews 12:28, it says this, Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe.
在希伯来书十二章二十八节，佢都这样讲话：，所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
You know what God is saying through the author of Hebrews and through the Apostle Paul？
你知唔知神藉住希伯来书嘅作者同埋保罗佢所讲嘅系乜嘢咧
？Something cosmic is happening。That you and I don't see with the naked eye.
有啲嘢喺宇宙里边发生紧，你同我用肉眼系睇唔到嘅。
Because God in His Word declares that from the throne of God is flowing into the world a power which is God's kingdom.
因为佢讲紧就系话喺神嘅宝座上边有神嘅能力流紧出嚟，就系神嘅国。
It says in God's Word.His promise that that power is going to heal the world of its viciousness, of its pain.
他说他的应许就是说他那个能力会医治这个世界所有的恶 除去所有的恶和世上的痛苦。
And what the Apostle Paul is declaring here for us, he's saying Christians worship together. When you do that, you actually become part of that power, flowing.Into the world.
保罗话：当基督徒走埋一齐去敬拜嘅时候，呢、这个能力就会喺我哋嗰度走出嚟，去到呢个世界里边。
From the throne of God into the world.
由神嘅宝座上边临到呢个世界。
Because God's power is inevitably, says His word, inevitably going to engulf all the evil, all the misery. It's going to snuff it out. It's going to put it out.
因为神话佢嘅能力一定会嚟到，嚟驱除晒所有嘅邪恶，所有嘅痛苦。
And if you're a Christian this morning, you're part of that kingdom building.
如果你今天早上你系基督徒嘅话，你系建造呢个国嘅其中一份子。
You're called by the living God to be building blocks built in a solid foundation.Into His kingdom.
神呼召你们每一个成为这个圣殿的其中的一部分，去建立祂的国度。
You see, God's kingdom authority and power is present today, flowing from His kingly throne.
神的主权和祂的能力今日又在祂的宝座上流出来。
It's available. It's available if you submit yourself to the Lord of the universe, the living God.
是可以得到的，只要顺服在这个宇宙的主宰前面。
This power has worked throughout history. There have been revivals in places like New York City in the past, where mass people come to the living God.
这个能力我们在历史里面都看过，甚至乎在纽约市也都有很大的复兴。
And they come repenting of their sins, and they come with repentant joy.
那些人来到去悔改，并且喜乐。
This is happening in third world nations today, in places like China, in places like Southeast Asia, in places like Africa.
今日呢件事情都喺第三世界国家去发生，亦都喺东南亚、喺中国其他地方发生。
Because this kingdom power puts out oppression It puts out selfishness.
因为这个神的国的能力去驱走压迫，驱走自私。
It stops the cruelty.
去停止强暴。
It stops the viciousness of the world.
停止世界上的恶。
It stops the perversity, the brokenness of the world.
去停止这个世界的破落。
That's what happens. That's what happens when you unite as the church.
当我们联合成为一个教会的时候，这件事就会发生。
Let me show you in verse 21. Girls, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verse 21.
我们再看一下二十一节。
You see this from God's word. Let the Spirit of God minister to you. It says in verse 21, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into what? Into a holy temple. Into in the Lord.
他说各房靠他联合得合适做什么呢？他说渐渐成为主的圣殿。
You know what he's saying there? When a church is established, we were established in 2006, right? We're going to have our annual meeting this afternoon. We're going to celebrate 10 years of existence in June. When a church is established, God is building you, Christian, rising you up into a holy temple.
我们在2006年成立，6月的时候我就庆祝十周年。神说当神的教会建立起来的时候，神是兴起我们去建立成为祂的圣殿。
It's right there. That's what it says. Do you see it? That's what it says. You're being risen to a holy temple.
你是被兴起建立成为神的圣殿。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
他说你靠着他是联，大家联合在神的里面兴起来。
And as I challenge you today,
这个是今天给你的挑战。
You need to examine yourself and repent of your sinful ways.
你要考察一下自己，并且要为住你自己的罪去悔改。
And come and into God's presence and meet him. Meet him in worship.
来到神的面前，在敬拜里面去与神相遇。
And I'd like to show you from God's word today what Paul is saying here.
我今天想藉着神的话语给你看到保罗在这里讲的什么。
Ladies, if you don't mind, slide one. He's saying the church is a group of people who are built together into a holy temple.
他这里说就是教会是一班人是走在一起去建立成为主的殿圣殿。
I'm just going to explore two questions because I don't have enough time to explore more today. Only two questions about that.
咁我只想问下大家两个问题。
Why? Why are we built together into a holy temple?
点解我哋一齐建立成为神一殿呢？
And the second question is how? How in the world can that happen?
第二就系话点样可以发生？
In other words, the how is what is the building process? What's going on that we're undergoing right now to be built together into a holy temple? What's going on?
咁建立呢个神嘅圣殿嗰个过程系点样嘅咧
？And no matter who you are this morning, if you're a Christian or non-Christian, you need to know this.
无论你系基督徒或者唔系基督徒都好，你都需要知道。
Let me address the Christians first. If you're a Christian, if you have said, "Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I'm going to follow Him," this morning, if you're a committed type, if you're investing your time and money into this church, you need to know this then.
今日如果你是基督徒的时候，你说你是信了主的，你是委身在神那里，你花你的时间金钱在教会里面的时候，你今日要知道。
called by God himself to serve him and serve others.
因为神去呼召你去服侍他和服侍其他人。
And you need to know what the apostle Paul says about being built together into a holy temple.
你要知道保罗所说话怎样建立成为神一殿。
But let me talk to non-Christians too. Maybe you're a person who doesn't even knowWhat your relationship with Jesus Christ is.
咁至于未信主嘅人咧，你可能唔知道，甚至唔知道话同耶稣基督有关系系啲乜嘢。
And like a lot of other people, the reason you're not sure is because of the church. You're disillusioned by the church.
好多人唔知道，好似其他人咁样，你唔清楚系因为你被教会所
你错误嘅思想影响。And you're disappointed. You're confused. You're hurt.
你去到教会可能被伤害，好混乱。
Then you need to know what the Bible says the church is to be. If you're ever going to have some clear vision of who God is and who we are to Him.
如果你想知道究竟神是哪一个，我们对于神是哪一个的时候，你更加要看看这里所讲教会是什么。
So firstly, why? Why do we have to be built together?
首先是为什么我们要被一起建立？
The answer is from the text. We are building blocks, pieces of stone.
个答案是在经文里面，我们是一些的组件，是一旧一旧的石头。
Of course, that's an analogy, a metaphor, right?
这个只不过是一个比喻。
The Bible says, girls, if you don't mind, slide to 1 Peter 2, 5, you, just in the Christians, yourselves, like what? Living stones are being what? What does it say? Built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书第二章第五节，他说你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所预立的灵祭。
You know, an individual building block is not supposed to stand alone.
一旧一旧的石头，他们自己去摆开的时候，他做不到什么。
You know, when I was growing up, my mom has a stoop. It's a brick stoop. It's a brick fall out of there. You pick up one brick, it's not a building.It's a piece of stone.
我小时候在家有很多一堆的砖，那你只是一旧一旧摆开，它做不到什么。
A building block is a piece of a whole, right?
一件的石头是整个建筑物的其中一个。
Picture a puzzle put together piece by piece to a beautiful whole picture.
想像好像一幅砌图，很多很多块细细块，它砌在一起的时候，成为一幅很美丽的图画。
The Bible says the reason we need the church is that human beings weren't built to stand on your own.
圣经说为什么我们要建立起来成为教会？因为圣经说我们被造不是自己独立的个体。
We need to be part of a whole.
我们要成为一个大的图画的其中一部分。
The spiritual psychological ramifications of this teaching are extremely important for you.
这个教导对于我们的灵命，对于我们的心理都很重要。
Because if you know yourself, you will know you have a desperate need to be part of something bigger than yourself.
你和我都知道我们需要成为一个更加大的图画的其中一部分。
Because apart from that, you feel incomplete.
因为如果不是这样的时候，你会觉得你是不完全。
It doesn't matter how large your family is.
无论你的家庭有多大。
It's not enough, especially if you're a Christian and your family members aren't.
尤其是当你是基督徒，而你的家人不是基督徒的时候，你这个情况更加明显。
Yet as I look out there, most of you from a traditional culture.
我们很多人都在一个传统的文化里面出来。
A traditional culture says counter.To what the Bible says. It says, you should be content with just a family.
传统的文化的讲法就是说你应该满足于在你的家庭的里面。
That's contrary to what God is saying here. You need to be part of something bigger.
但相反圣经教我们说我们是应该要在一个更加大的群体，一个大的图画的里面。
This is even harder to grasp if you're more influenced by the Western cultures.
但反之，如果你是受这个西方文化的影响的时候，你更加难去明白这一点。
Because if you're influenced by more of the West, by the social sciences of the West, what does it say? It's pathological. It's pathological if you want to be part of something bigger than yourself.
西方的社会学会告诉我们，如果我们想成为一个大的图画的其中一部分的时候，这个是一个病态。
America, the slogans are all out there, right? The rugged individual. Be your own person.
这个美国成日都塑造一个图画，就是说我们是一个个体，一个独立的这个流浪这样。
We're told by Western culture that you're better off as an individual making your own decisions in life based on what you think.
西方的文化告诉我们，你最好是基于你自己的思想，你自己的意思去做任何的决定。
That goes totally contrary to the gospel community principles of the Bible.
这个跟圣经所讲的福音的群体那个意思是完全的不同。
Because we're told about the gospel community principles is You're not able to decide for yourself what life's about and what's right and wrong.
因为福音的群体会告诉你们，我们不能够根据我们自己去决定我们的有什么是对，什么是错。
Because your worldview has been tainted.
因为你的世界观已经被污染。
It's been deceived and led astray by your sinful nature.
因为已经被你的罪性所蒙蔽所欺骗。
See, the Bible says all human beings need to be part of a bigger cause.
圣经说我们要是有一个更加大的目的，更加大的目标。
That means bigger than your present family, bigger than your personal happiness, bigger than your accomplishments, bigger than your achievements, bigger than your successes.
是大过你的家庭，大过你的成功，大过你的成就、功绩。
The Bible makes clear everybody needs to live for a cause that's bigger than their own.
圣经讲得很清楚，我们要活一个生活是有一个更加大的目标。
And so if you've been deceived into thinking life's about what fulfills me, you're actually shriveling. You're becoming smaller. You're incapable of blossoming as a full human being.
如果你以为你只是要满足自己的成就，满足自己的话，你就其实变得更加小，更加比你所能够成就的更加小。
That's why it's very important to ask yourself,Today, is there anything more important to me?
所以今日你要问下自己，有啲乜嘢系比你更加系重要嘅咧
？Than myself and my family
系比你自己同埋比你嘅家庭更加重要咧
？Because then you're shriveling, and you're incapable of greatness. You're incapable of real courage. You're incapable of sacrifice. You're incapable of human greatness.
如果唔系，你就更加系会变得更加细。你唔能够真系有勇敢，更加有会牺牲。
Did you see on the news this week?
你睇唔睇到过去呢个礼拜嘅新闻
？I forgot his name, but there was a Navy SEAL soldier who was awarded the President's Medal of Honor. That's the highest award that a military personnel can receive in this country.
有一个海军嘅特种部队嘅士兵吓，被这个总统系加许有一个最高嘅荣誉嘅勋章。
And this young man received this medal because he was one of the people on the team of Navy SEALs that went in and got Osama bin Laden, the terrorist leader of the 9/11 attack.
咁呢、这个士兵得到呢个荣誉嘅勋章，因为咧佢系嗰个部队去入到去去捉拿拉登，咁佢系策划911嘅恐袭。
And as President Obama laid the Medal of Honor upon this individual, he gave the sign of the cross.
咁呢个总统当佢俾呢个勋章佢嘅时候咧，佢用手去画咗一个十字架。
Because what enables someone to risk everything?For a higher cause, what enables a person to do that?
有乜嘢可以帮助一个人去愿意去牺牲佢嘅生命，冒呢个险，去为咗一个更加大嘅目标、更加大嘅目的去行动
？Obviously, he had to embrace something of a higher cause.
佢一定要系拥抱一啲嘢系比佢自己更加大。
You see, every human being needs a higher authority. You need to be plugged under a higher authority.
每一个人都要去，要有一个更加。高的一个权柄，佢系有联系嘅。
And if the highest authority in your life presently is your own feelings, your own perceptions of life, you're trying to be the whole building, but you're a building block.
如果你自己嗰个最高嘅权柄就只不过系你自己嘅思想、你自己嘅感受嘅时候，你系尝试让自己系成为一个建筑物，但系其实你只不过系呢个建筑物嘅其中一块石头。
You weren't created and made to be an entire whole building by yourself.
你不是被造是要成为自己一个建筑物。
According to this analogy by Paul, we are blocks and pieces of stone, building blocks fit together to be a holy temple, a spiritual building.
根据保罗这个比喻，我们是每一个人是一个石头，大家走在一起去建造成为一个圣殿。
You know that Navy SEAL,said a few words after receiving the Medal of Honor.
咁呢个特种部队得到呢个勋章之后咧，就讲咗几句说话。
And he gave tribute to the team. He's part of an elite team that was trained to go in sacrifice their lives for a better, higher cause.
咁咧，佢講咗一啲説話係關於佢個部隊。
And the soldier sadly said, many or some of those team members died during that raid.
佢話咧喺當日嘅事情裏邊，有啲嘅成員咧係死咗。
And he mentioned in particular the people who led the team in, because they're the first who got under fire and they died.
佢特別提到咧，有啲人係首先去衝入去嗰個建築物入邊，咁佢哋係首先受到槍火嘅襲擊，係死咗。
Every human being needs to be validated their worth, not from inside themselves, but from outside.
每一個人係要被認定佢哋嘅價值，唔係藉住佢自己嘅內心，而係被喺佢以外嘅其他人。
Every human being needs someone to say you're okay, you're approved, you're a worthwhile person, you're acceptable.
我哋每一個人都要被人去認定，要被人去話我哋係做得好好，你係值得嘅。
That's how you and I are made.
我哋被造就係咁樣。
See, there are many people throughout human history that don't believe that.
咁喺歷史裏邊有好多人唔係相信咁樣。
They're not part of a bigger whole.
佢哋唔係一個大圖畫裏邊嘅其中一部分。
They stand by themselves.
佢哋只不過佢話佢哋自己係獨立一個。
They're their own building when it comes to self-image and self-validation.
如果講到自我嘅形象或者係自我嘅肯定嘅時候，佢話佢係就係嗰個成個嘅建築物。
There are people in the world that say, I don't care what anybody else thinks.
有啲人話我唔理其他人去點樣諗。
Who cares what society thinks?
唔會理社會點樣諗。
I know I'm a great person. I know I'm worthwhile.
我話我係一個好重要嘅人，我係一個好好嘅人。
Adolf Hitler said that.
希特拉就係咁樣講過。
All the ruthless tyrants who did tremendous evil in the world have said that.
所有嘅暴君，所有嘅統治者，獨裁嘅統治者，佢哋都咁樣講過。
They said nobody else is more important than we and our ideology.
佢哋話冇其他人比我更加重要，比我嘅理想更加重要。
And when that happens, you become your own god.
如果係咁樣發生嘅時候，你就成為咗你自己嘅神。
Because all the ruthless leaders of the past and present, they don't care what the world thinks.
所有嘅暴君喺歷史裏邊，佢哋都唔理其他人點樣諗。
It's because they become their own god.
因為佢哋成為咗自己嘅神。
And everything in the world is about them.
喺世界上面所有嘅嘢都係關於佢哋自己。
You know, the images that Paul paints here for us, the city, family, and temple, holy temple, they escalate, they kind of increase intensity and significance. Did you notice that?
咁保罗喺呢个经文里边所提到个描绘嘅图画咧，每一步都好似喺度越嚟越去明显。
No, if you could hit the button for back to 19, verse 19.
我哋睇翻第十九节。
It starts with a city, right? Paul is saying Ephesian Christians were what? Foreigners and aliens before.
佢哋話你哋以前咧都係外人，都係客旅。
Now what? What does the text say, verse 19? You've become fellow citizens with God's people.
佢話而家係與聖徒同國。
You see, they've come
神家裏嘅人
to possess for themselves a citizenship far superior than any local citizenship.
佢話你已經得到一個國民嘅身份，比任何你而家嘅身份更加緊要。
Roman citizenship was coveted back then.
羅馬嘅國民嘅身份以前係一個好好嘅身份嚟。
You had many advantages in life if you were a Roman citizen.
如果你係一個羅馬人嘅時候，你喺生命裏邊你會有好多好處。
It's similar to being a citizen of the United States of America.
就相比於好似而家係，如果你係美國國民嘅話。
Paul saying that even that can't compare. It can't compare to Christian citizenship in God's city.
但係保羅話，縱使係咁樣，都唔能夠同成為基督徒 嘅國民嘅身份去比較。
Because now both Jew and Gentile, who again were ethnically different, cultures were different, heritage was different, they're now together in one unit One church.
因为现在犹太人外邦人无论他们的文化是怎样，他们的背景是怎样，但是他们现在已经走在一起，是一个教会。
They were reconciled to God and to one another.
他们已经去彼此去和好，同神也都和好。
They were now part of a community of faith.
他们已经是一个信心的社区的一部分。
And even though their culture and languages were different, they understood the language of the heart, where God touched their heart.
纵使他们的文化他们的语言是不同，但是他们一样有神所触摸他们的心那个语言。
And Jew and Gentile Christians embraced and trusted in the person and work of their elder brother Jesus.
无论是犹太人或者是外邦人，他们都相信是耶稣基督的工作，耶稣基督的为他们成就。
They now had a common allegiance that superseded all loyalties.
他们现在已经有一个共同的身份，已经去超过了其他。
They had a common goal to glorify God, to embrace and enjoy Him forever.
他们有同一个目标，去享受神，去永远享受神。
But as I stated before, the images escalate.
但我刚才讲过，这个图画呢，每一步是更加是尽心。
Household, family.
跟着就说神家里的人。
He's saying, "You've been added to the family of God."
他说你已经被加入去神的家里边。
You know, it's one thing to be satisfied in your soul to be a citizen. It's another thing to be so satisfied as a family member.
啊，要成为一个国嘅国民系一样嘢，但系如果你更加系成为一个家里边嘅人，这个更加重要。
Right? A deep intimacy between family members can't compare, right?
一个是更加是同屋企人嗰个亲密嘅关系唔能够比较。
And if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you have the same Father. What's the Lord's prayer? What does it start? Our Father in heaven.
我哋同耶稣一起去称呼嗰个神系我哋嘅父神，好似呢个主祷文里边话我哋天上嘅父。
Matthew.Pens that our Father.
马太嗰度讲咗话我哋天上嘅父。
Later, in Ephesians 3, Paul writes, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father." Verse 15, "From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named."
喺以弗所书第三章，佢跟住佢讲话，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的国家都是从他得名。
See, family is a place where you're accepted, right?You can let down your hair. You can be yourself, right?
在家里面呢，你是被接纳的，无论你是怎样的人。
Because your family loves you, right? They accept you.
因为你的家人爱你，接纳你，无论你是怎样。
You're in the family of God. With brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, believers together.
你的神的家里面和弟兄姊妹一起，和父母一起。同其他嘅信徒一齐。
And the unity of this is all put together, all resting on a foundation, God's word, God's truth, God's holy doctrines.
呢个嘅合一系建基于神嘅话语、神嘅真理、神嘅圣经。
And it's centered on the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, right? Cornerstone of the building, you know, the main piece, Jesus.
而且在这个房角石里面，房角石的上面，这个房角石是耶稣基督。
You see, God is centering the church upon Jesus, his person and his work, the gospel.
神将这个教会是建基在耶稣基督这个房角石的上面。
That's why a church must be gospel centered. That's why we stress the gospel here.
所以这个教会一定要以这个福音为中心，所以我们去我们教会会去是很着重这个福音。
Because where that is present, God blesses His church.
因为当你有这个福音的时候，神会祝福这个教会。
And He says He enables it to grow together to become a dwelling, in a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. Verse 22. Noel, if you could hit verse 22 there. In Him you also are being what?Built together into a dwelling place for God.
他22节那里说，你们也靠他同被建造成为神，藉着圣灵居住的所在。
By the Spirit of God.
藉著聖靈。
So let me ask you this morning a frank question. Are you trying to be your own building?
让我问下你这个问题，你是不是尝试成为自己一个的建筑物呢？
Because if you are, you're not made to do that. You're made to be part of a foundation, a bunch of blocks built to be a spiritual building, a holy temple.
但我讲你听，你被造是要成为一个神的殿的其中一块石头，你要跟其他的石头一起去建立这个圣殿。
So that leads us to the second question. How?
跟住我哋问第二个问题就系点样可以做到啦
？Could you be built into God's building？
你点样去被造建立起成为神一殿呢
？If you want to be built into God's building, you have to be built on a foundation, God's word.
如果你要被
God's word seriously，
如果你要被造去成为神一殿嘅时候，你一定要建基喺神嘅话语上边。
Yeah, do you like to walk around in Manhattan or explore parts of the city？You see all the architecture, the wonderful architecture, throughout the years in New York City, you know, of different types of buildings.
咁你中唔中意喺紐約市裏邊周圍行咧？尤其是喺曼哈頓裏邊嚇，有唔同嘅建築物，唔同嘅建築。
And hopefully you don't get a sore neck, but you know, as you marvel at the architecture of the buildings, you see that they're different, right?
当你睇呢个建筑物嘅时候，你睇到佢哋唔同嘅。
An office building doesn't look like a museum.
一个写字楼又唔会似一个博物馆咁样。
Multiple dwelling buildings don't look like a single family residence.
咁呢啲住宅嘅大楼又唔会似一间房屋咁样。
And you know this. Why do they appear and look different?
点解佢哋会唔同嘅咧
？They have different purposes, right?
因为他们有不同的目的。
And that's why the architecture is different.
所以他们的建筑都不同。
You're probably not going to build a museum that's 70 stories high, right?
那你不会建起一个博物馆好像70层楼那么高的。
For the shape of the building is determined by the purpose of the building.
因为建筑物的形状是取决于它的目的在哪里。
And the purpose of God's holy temple, God's spiritual building is what? To be a holy temple.
而神的圣殿的目的是什么呢？就是要成为这个圣殿。
He's rising you up to become that.
神要兴起你成为这个殿。
And in this new temple, you have to relate to the other blocks. They're next to each other.
而在这个新的殿里面，你要跟其他的石头是 联合一起。
Because it's not going to work if there are, you know, in the masonry, if there are missing blocks, right? It's not going to work.
因为如果在这里不见一旧，那里不见一旧的时候，这个殿是不能够起上来。
So not only have to relate to the other blocks, you have to relate to the foundation. You have to be placed into the foundation, God's word, right?
唔单止你要同其他嘅石头系连结起嚟，并且你要连结于呢个根基。呢、这个根基就系神嘅话语。
And you have to relate to the blueprint, the purpose of the building. That's to be a holy temple. That's a purpose, right?
你亦都要连结于呢、这个图则嗰、那个蓝图。那个蓝图系乜嘢咧？就系、是、呢个目的，神兴起呢个殿嘅目的。
And sadly to say，
可惜嘅系
，the problem and why the church is crumbling today is。People are placing, are questioning the foundation, are picking apart God's word.
今日教会嘅问题就系话有啲人去拣神嘅话语去边度去可信
，or are ignoring God's word.
又或者系完全去否定神嘅话语。
You know, a lot of people just say, "I'm going to pick and choose what I want to believe and what I want to obey." And the other things in God's word, I'm going to not obey. I'm going to not pay attention to.
今日好多人会话啊，神呢一部分嘅话语咧，我会相信，我会去顺服啊。而呢一部分咧，我就唔相信，唔顺服啦。
And that's the danger. And let me personalize it in this church: the danger of saying it must be practical. That's dangerous. That's a dangerous ideology.
这个是一个很危险的想法，又我亦都是对着我们这个教会的弟兄姊妹说。
Because God's word is the foundation. You can't just pick and choose what I want from it.
因为神的话语才是那个根基，你不可以去挑剔去选哪些信哪些不信。
You see, if you just believe parts of the Bible, what you think is practical, other parts aren't, you've decided already.To be the foundation, not God's word. You're the foundation.
因为当你去拣神嘅话语，某啲部分你认为系实用可以用嘅时候，又某啲部分你唔实用，你唔去相信嘅时候，你就系将自己去当作呢个教会嘅根基。
And that's our natural tendency, sinful nature. We want to be God. We want to pick and choose what's right and wrong.
呢个系我哋好自然嘅倾向，我哋嘅罪性，因为我哋想成为神，我哋去拣边一啲啱，边一啲错。
And when you think and do that, you're refusing to simply submit to God to be a building block.
因为你咁样谂嘅时候，你其实就系去否定咗神先至系嗰个教会嘅根基。
You're saying to God, you're saying to whomever in the church, the leadership of the church, I know better.
你其实去向呢个教会讲话，我自己更加清楚，更加认识。
I'm going to be the foundation.
你话我先至系嗰个根基。
It's what I think, what my mind, what my heart says.
是关于我自己怎样想，我自己的心去怎样讲。
And the problem of that is shifting foundation, cracks. You know, when there's a crack in a foundation, you condemn the building, right?
个问题就是这个根基就会转移，是这个根基会开始裂开。当这个根基裂开的时候，你的建筑物也都不会站立得住。
How are you going to decide what's right?What's wrong? What's practical? What's impractical?
因为你怎样去决定哪些是对哪些是错，哪些是实用哪些不实用
呢？ A lot of people say, I look at science.
很多人说我看看科学就知道。
If you ask any scientist, you know what they will tell you? We can't tell you what's right and wrong.
如果你问任何的科学家，他们都会告诉你听话，我不能够告诉你听什么是对什么是错。
Any scientist, ask them. Their job is not to tell you what's right and wrong. Their job is to tell you what is and is right, based on a scientific evaluation and analysis, right?
因为科学家的工作不是告诉你听某些什么是对是错，有些什么，他只可以根据科学的论证去讲出有些什么是在这里，不是在这里。
They tell you by observation what is, not what ought to be.
藉住佢嘅观察，佢哋讲你听有啲乜嘢喺嗰度，而唔系话有啲乜嘢应该系点样。
Some of you turn to your culture.
有啲人我哋会转向我哋嘅文化。
You say, well, my culture tells me to do this.
佢话我嘅文化讲我听，我要咁样做。
Or you turn to the majority of the culture, right? The majority of people have voted to say this is moral, this is immoral.
有些人会转向于那个文化里面的大多数的人是怎样想，有些人说这个是对，大多数人去投票说这个才是对，这个不对。
There's a problem with that.
有一个问题。
As many of you know, being now in another culture, cultures change.
很多人都知道，因为这个文化会转变。
They shift.
他们迁变。
What, 100 years ago,Over 100 years ago, women in this country could not vote.
在100年前，在这个国家的女性不能够投票。
People accepted that.
当时的人都接受。
They said there's no problem with that.
他们说没问题。
It's outrage. They said, how could you? How could you think that?
在今天呢，很多人就会说，你都傻的，你怎么可以这样想的呢？
Over 50 years ago, blacks...In America, could not drink from the same water fountain than whites.
近50年前，黑人唔能够同白人用同一个水源去饮水。
You see, it doesn't. You can't just rely on culture or what the majority says. What happens if it's wrong?
你唔能够依赖呢个文化讲乜嘢，你唔能够依赖个大多数嘅人系点样谂，因为可能佢哋系错嘅咧。
Because how do you know?What you say is right today is right. What your children's children are going to say about that?
因为你唔知道你今日所讲你认为啱嘅嘢，到你下一代再下一代，佢哋会点样谂翻你咧？
And here's the clutcher. People say, "Oh, I look in my own heart."
跟有啲人话啊，我谂下，我睇下我心系点样咯。
In my own heart, I know what's right and wrong.
喺我哋心里边，我知道乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系错。
That's foolish, right?
呢个系好愚蠢嘅。
When you're a child, you love certain things. Now you don't, right?
好似当你细路仔嘅时候，你爱一啲嘢，但系到而家你大个，你唔中意啦。
Just think about things you liked 10 years ago and now you don't。
谂下十年前你中意嘅嘢，而家你已经唔再中意。
How do you know you're not playing the fool now, presently?
你点知你而家系啱嘅咧？
It's foolish, right, to rely on anything except a firm foundation, God's unchanging word.
依赖神嘅不变嘅话语以外嘅其他嘢做你嘅根基系好愚蠢。
But I'm almost out of time. Saying thankfully, thankfully, to be a temple, to be a temple.Be a temple and as a church, right? Means what? You get converted. God touches your life, you get converted.
成为一个殿，成为神的教会，神要触摸你的心，你要改变。
It means you come into the presence of the living God. He invites you to come because you have placed your trust in the person and work of Jesus. You've been converted.
你被神去邀请去进到佢嘅面前，你被神去改变，被神触摸。
And let me explain what conversion means, because I think many of you might have a misunderstanding.
呢个改变系乜嘢咧？可能有啲人会有误解。
Coming in the presence of God, being converted, placing your faith in the person and work of Jesus, what it means is to be in the temple, be plugged in. You acknowledge you're a building block.
被神去改变，去承认耶稣基督是你的救主，就是说你承认你自己是这个建筑物里面其中一块石头。
Using the analogy, God cuts you out of the ground, right? And takes you out of the world, makes you fit into his building.
就好像神在地里面去将你拿出来，将你摆在他的建筑物里面去、合适的一个位置。
Just two sides of conversion, briefly. First,There's conviction of sin. Again, what does that mean? You come into the temple, you come into the church when you're convicted that you are just a building block. You're not the whole building.
关于这个改变去信主是两样东西。首先你是知罪，就是说你相信当你被改变的时候，你来到你承认你是一个石头，这个建筑物里面其中一块石头。
You know,The 12-step programs of addicts. Addicts have problems, right? What's the first step?
你知道如果有些人有上瘾的问题的时候 有12个步骤的第一个步骤是什么呢
In any of those programs, the first step is I'm powerless to solve the problem. You must acknowledge that or else you can't go further. Step two.
第一个步骤很重要的就是说你承认你自己没有能力去解决这个问题。如果不是你不能够去进到第二个步骤。
That's conviction of sin. I'm powerless, God.
第一就是知罪，我们向神说我没有能力去帮助自己。
Because all my life, I think I'm the whole building. I'm powerless to think in my own strength, I'm just a building block.
你去向神说我生命一早以来，我以为我自己就是那个整个建筑物，但我自己没有能力，我是其中一块石头。
That's conviction of sin. I'm not my own savior.
这个就是知罪，我不是我自己的救主。
I'm not the foundation. I'm not the whole building.
我不是那个根基，我不是整座的圣殿。
I need a higher power to change me.
我需要一个更加高的能力去改变我。
I need something bigger from the outside to solve my dilemma.
我要需要一个在外面更加大的力去帮助我解决这个问题。
That's what the Bible is talking about. Conviction of sin.
这个就是讲圣经讲到的知罪。
Conviction of sin is not just beating up yourself and saying I'm an awful person.
知罪不是只是说我自己觉得自己是一个很差的人。
If you're just beating yourself up, you haven't come to the end of sin.
如果你只是感到内疚，感到有很差的时候，你还未是去到去承认你的罪。
You haven't really seen what Paul's talking about here, that you're just a building block that God is putting into a foundation, into a spiritual building.
你还未看到你是需要成为那个石头，是连结于这个根基。
Because you're just beating yourself up. You're not submitting to God.
因为你还未顺服在神的面前。
You know where the place where Jesus says to his followers, you're all going to betray me?
你记唔记得耶稣提到同佢嘅跟随者讲到话，你哋全部都会背叛我咧
？And Petrus Peter, what does he say？
保罗讲，彼得讲乜嘢咧
？Right, not me. Everyone else might, not me.
佢话大家都背弃你嘅时候，我一定唔会噶。
That's Luke 22:31-32. This is Jesus' answer to Peter when he says, "Not me, Simon, Simon." Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers.
当这个西门彼得他对耶稣讲话一定不会去背弃你的时候，那耶稣讲什么呢？他说主又说西门西门撒旦想要得着你们好西你们像西麦子一样但我已经为你祈求叫你不至于失了信心你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄
See conviction of sin means you realize I have a sinful nature That's my natural tendency I want to be God I want to be the whole building
知罪就是说你承认知道你自己的里面有罪性你想成为神你想成为这个自己的一个建筑物
That's why I need Jesus and what he has done. I need him to live the perfect righteous life for me and to die to pay my penalty on the cross.
所以我们才需要耶稣我们要需要耶稣所做的他在十架上面为我们的罪去付上了这个代价
Because it's only Jesus who's going to free you.
因为只有耶稣才可以释放你
From that bondage to the sinful nature.
从你的罪性里面释放你。
You stop accepting then. When you receive Christ, you stop accepting the sin. Meaning you no longer want to displease God, right? You still struggle with sin, but you don't want to.
当你接受了耶稣的时候，你可能还会从罪有挣扎，但是你不想去再犯罪。
And you accept the fact that you are a sinner.
你承认了这个事实就是说你是一个罪人
You admit you want to control life and aren't submitting to the Lord
你承认你想去控制你的生命不去顺服神
That's the mindset of a Christian being changed by the living God I am just a building block
这个就是一个基督徒被神所改变的一个他所思想的东西你是一个石这个圣殿的其中一个石头
But let me just say one other thing Not only are you convicted of being a sinner You see Jesus Christ as the precious cornerstone
第二就是说你看到耶稣才是那个宝贵的防角石
Because you see now how precious he really is And you want to build your life upon him
你睇到佢几咁宝贵，你想喺佢嘅上边去建立你嘅生命。
You don't just believe in a general way now。
你唔系净系一般嘅就话相信。
You see him as the pearl of great price。
你睇到佢系嗰个好宝贵嘅一个宝藏。
You see him as the riches for your spiritual bankruptcy。
你睇到佢对于你嘅属灵嘅一个贫乏，佢先系一个最大嘅宝藏。
And you say he's the cornerstone, he's the one I'm going to build my life upon.
你话佢先系个防角石，我要喺佢嘅上边去建立我嘅生命。
He's not just somebody who's going to bring me through hard times. I'm going to build my life upon him.
佢唔系只系嗰位去帮助你度过困难嘅时候，而系话你嘅生命系要建立喺佢嘅里边。
You see, friends, that's conviction.
这个就是知罪。
When you're convicted of your sin, that you're a sinner, when you receive Christ as Savior and Lord, you build your life on Him.
当你知罪，当你接受耶稣基督的时候，你是在祂里面去建立你的生命。
How does that happen? Verse 18.
怎样可以发生呢？第十八节。
You got to experience access, it says. Access to God the Father.
你要去与神去连结。
No, do you mind slide 6, the final slide? Paul writes, Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his great might?
第十八節說，並且照明你們心中的眼睛，使你們知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在聖徒中得的基業有何等豐盛的榮耀，並知道他向我們這信的人所顯的能力是何等浩大。
You know what access to the living God looks like?
他和神有連結是什麼呢?
Suppose you're rejected from the college of your choice, or the job of your choice, or the love of your choice. Suppose you've been rejected.
譬如你被拒絕，可能是被大學的申請拒絕，被一個工作拒絕，甚至乎被你所愛的人拒絕。
And you can't deal with that. You're starting to crumble and fall apart.
然後你就開始去生命好似係開始粉碎。
You see, you're not experiencing access to God because you might know intellectually that God loves you, but it's not helping you.
你可能在头脑上面你知道神爱你，但系呢样嘢唔帮到你。
Because access means the eyes of your heart have been opened, enlightened.
点样同神连结就系话你心灵嘅眼睛已经被打开。
It's what we've been talking about in Sunday school. The truth of God's love is no longer just a concept. It's real. It's real. You know it.
我哋喺主后所讲神嘅爱唔系净系一个概念，而系真实嘅，你知道嘅。
It's so real, it's such a reality that you can deal with the rejection that has come your way.
真实到你可以去用佢去面对你被拒绝嘅困难。
Can I, it's an important point. I got to bring it home. Just one more minute. Are you scared about the future?
你系咪对于未来好忧虑呢？
You know God is wise. You read it in His Word. It's up here. You know it's wise. He's wise.
喺头脑上面，你知道神系有智慧嘅。
You know it says He's sovereign. He's in control over all things.
你知道佢有权柄，佢掌管一切。
But it's not helping you. You're falling apart. You're worrying. You're becoming depressed.
但系你好忧虑，你个情绪好低落，呢样嘢帮唔到你。
It's because you're not experiencing access to the Father.
因为你冇经历到去同神去连结。The
eyes of your heart have not been enlightened, opened.
你个心灵嘅眼睛未打开。So
that God's wisdom comes so real, it's bigger than the threat that's before you.
要被打开神嘅智慧，先至系大到系对你嚟讲系好真实，可以让你帮助你去面对问题。My
friends, you and I need that every day. Access to the living God. You need it.
你同我每一日都要同神有呢个连结。
Are you experiencing that? Is that a reality in your life today?
今日你嘅生命系咪真实系咁样嘅呢？
We need to be placed by God Himself in the foundation of His church.
我哋要被神去放喺呢个教会嘅根基上边。
Where other building blocks are struggling with us. As God is placing us in His building.
当我们神将我们每一个是摆在一个殿的上面的时候，我们彼此会有挣扎。
Not a stagnant building, rising, rising to a holy temple.
而这个建筑物是被兴起成为神的殿。
Father, I pray that my friends here would seek to digest, to know in reality Ephesians chapter 2.
天父，我们祈祷，我们会去慢慢的去再去咀嚼，去消化以弗所书第二章所讲的。
Then we'll be encouraged and see a rising temple here.
然后我们就会看到这个殿被兴起。
A temple where the kingdom of God is being built.
是神的国被建立在这个殿。
That's rock solid on God's word. And that the chief cornerstone is being exalted, Jesus Christ.
是坚固建基于神的话语，是以耶稣基督作为这个方角石。
I pray, Lord, we won't be fooled or deceived in thinking that we are rising presently.
叫我们不要被欺骗，以为我们是正在兴起。
But we would pray fervently that hearts would be changed and that we would rise to be a holy temple.
但是我们祈祷，我们去更加热心的祈祷，我们的心被改变，我们真真正正会兴起上来。
Lord, we're going to look at the state of the church this afternoon.
天父，我们今天下午会看到我们教会的状况。
I pray, Lord, for your blessing.
我们求主你祝福。
On the rest of this service and that time.
是祝福余下来的时间。
We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。